that night when we recorded it, everybody in the studio knew it was going to be a hit. How, I don't know, because I myself had never had a hit before. But it had that magic feel in the studio. It was real, like the air was electric. And they asked me to overdub it, you know, go in and sing it again. I said, sure, what's that? And then they said, we want you to sing it exactly like you sang it before. And we'll play it back for you and you sing along with yourself. I said, no problem. I've never done it before in my life. And I went in and did it the take perfectly, just like I'd sung it before, just like a little robot. But it was great. It came out great. It, just like everybody said, it was a big hit. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a cute little song, but I always thought it was sort of dumb, and I still do.
Why is it you don't like the song?
I do. I like it now. It's sort of grown on me. Actually, I like it now that I sing it with the Puckett Band. They sing it really, really well. But everyone else that I've worked with could never sing it and keep a straight face. So... these guys.
Some of the lyrics that you find a little juvenile?
Yeah,
sometimes.
I even changed it. It used to be squirrels saying hello, so I changed it to children because I just can't put over a song with squirrels saying hello in it. Like to Get to Know You was a wonderful song. I never would have picked it to be a single. I didn't think it was commercial at all. But it got picked through those politics that go on at record companies between producers and writers and who happen to be the one and the same. And the record company, and it got picked as a single, and it did very well for us. By this time, we had six-part vocal harmony, and we were getting into some very sophisticated music. I liked it a lot. We seemed to be progressing rather well.